This is Texans Training Camp Today. Now, here are your hosts, Patty Smith and Mark Vandermeer.
Hi, everyone, and welcome into this, our final edition of Texans Training Camp Today. Elvis has left the building. J.J. Watt was here. He's gone, cleared out, took some of the fans with him. Mark, we can start the show.
Great reference, Patty, because J.J. Watt is like Elvis. You know, people have said Justin Bieber. They're going to the most recent boy band reference, but I think you've got to go back to Elvis, the Beatles, people like that when you see the fan reaction around Watt. And it is our last show. I'm a little sad about that.
Well, we'll just make it a good one. But, you know, okay. Not only was it our last show, it was the last open fan practice. Mm-hmm. Lots of fans out here, lots of excitement. You see J.J. Watt and screaming for him. But every single player after practice walked over, signed autographs today. It was a very cool thing.
You know, and it's great because you do have some season ticket holders coming to Texans training camp practices, but you also have a lot of people who might not necessarily go to games much or at all, and this is their chance to see the team live, up close and personal, and the players wanted to say thank you. I'm pretty sure Gary Kubiak had something to say to the players about that particular thing.
Lots of preparations being made for this game to Minnesota. Let's get us caught up on the news and notes today, Mark.
Patty, Sam Montgomery worked out 11-on-11, some scout team stuff. He's not going to play against the Vikings, but this was a real positive development. He's a third-round draft choice. You want to see him work. He's got 2-3 weeks to get up to speed to have a chance to play in the opening game against the San Diego Chargers. We'll see how that works out. Other things you want to pay attention to, Wade Smith, left guard, coming off a Pro Bowl appearance, probably won't play against the Vikings. But Ben Tate, who has practiced the last couple of days, is likely to play against the Vikes. And I think they want him in there, pass protection, that kind of thing with that first unit. I would expect the first unit to play about 10 snaps. Also, Brandon Harris, reserve cornerback, might not even make the trip. So you have a few guys with bumps and bruises. They're really thin at inside linebacker, but they certainly have enough players to field a team. I think it's going to be very interesting against the Vikings Friday night.
Well, after the morning practice, Gary Kubiak talked about just what you were talking about, and that is the running back situation and how he applies them to the game against Minnesota.
What do you think of Ben today?
He looks fine. He should be able to take his reps that we want him to take on Friday night, and it won't be many, but I like to see him get out there with the first group and take some.
So he will start?
My plan is, if he feels fine coming out of today, he will.
Okay, well, that answers the running back situation. A lot of other positions on the field. Gary also went on to really talk about how many guys were probably going to stay back and not even travel just because they're a little bit nicked up or he wants to see some of these younger guys play. But let's talk about quarterbacks and maybe some of the other exciting people that we're going to get a chance to see.
Well, quarterback is something we've been talking about an awful lot. Case Keenum versus T.J. Yates for the backup job. And it's been a hot discussion topic throughout this entire camp. Gary Kubiak made it clear that it'll be both guys getting time with the second unit and the third unit. He's going to split it, but T.J. Yates will be the next man in after Matt Schaub goes out of the game. And I think that's very fair to T.J. considering what he's done. Now, if you talk to people around this organization, well, Keenum's been having a fantastic camp. Yates has done a little bit better in recent days, and it's that close, I think, between these two players. So we'll watch that one. Of course, we want to see how DeAndre Hopkins does. We want to see how Ryan Griffin, the rookie tight end, does, because he's going to get some very meaningful snaps with that second unit.
Offensive line. This is a unit that, we'll talk to Duane Brown in a little bit about it, but this is a unit that needs to gel. They need to play together. Mm-hmm. How important will this actual game time be for them?
I think it's going to be important. Ben Jones likely to get the start at left guard, and Jones got starts at right guard last year, so he's good to go. He should fit in really well right there. But, you know, Duane doesn't need to play a whole lot, but you're right. As a group, they need to function, five fingers on one hand, that kind of thing. Derek Newton is a player you want to watch closely, having a terrific camp since coming back from the knee injury. So he's your opening day starter at right tackle, particularly with Brennan Williams still out, the third-round draft choice with a knee problem.
All right, we have to take our first time out here on Texans Training Camp today, but don't go away. When we come back, I will visit with Duane Brown. Stay with us. Training camp, best part, worst part?
Best part is the end. Worst part is the beginning. Just getting over that initial hump. Just coming back, being around the guys, of course, you enjoy that. But just getting over that initial wave of putting the pads back on, you know, your feet burning from being in cleats again, things like that.
Welcome back to Texans Training Camp today. You know, we talk so much about how the offensive line is the start of everything. So why not finish out our training camp shows with the offensive line and Duane Brown and just talk a little bit about what you've kind of seen over the course of the last 2 weeks and how ready this unit is to go into Minnesota.
I think we're very ready. It's been some great work. You know, the veterans really polishing up our craft, you know, and trying to improve every day. a lot of the younger guys who are battling over there on that right side of the line have really improved, I think, and taken a big step forward. I think Brandon Brooks has really come along at right guard. Derek Newton and Ryan Harris both have really, really competed for that right tackle spot. Both really show that they're going to play at a high level this year. So, you know, I'm very excited.
How much have you helped out or worked with those guys? I mean, as a vet now, or how much have they come to you, and how much have you been able to impart on them?
I've worked with them a lot. You know, first and foremost, I just try to lead by example. You know, I come to work every day and try to improve in some way or form. You know, and I also help those guys in the film room, show them how to study more, you know, come out here, help them on technique or assignments, you know, any way that I can, you know, and they come to me for help pretty often, and I'm always willing to help.
So one of the big things that people are watching really is this backfield. With Arian out and Ben out, we're seeing a lot of the young guys, you guys up there on the front blocking for them. What do you see from them? Who do you like, and who's kind of made an impression on you?
I think someone who stood out the most is probably Dennis Johnson. You know, a shorter guy, stockier, you know, and really runs behind his pads. Also great in pass protection. You know, I think he's really going to show what he can do this preseason game. And, you know, but all of them have, all the rookie running backs have showed promise. And I think it's going to be exciting to watch him.
So how forward are you looking to being able to suit up against the Minnesota Vikings, actually play in a game? What are you hoping to walk away learning from that game?
It's always good when you can line up against someone other than your own team. You know, being able to go out and face another defense, really get that game atmosphere, it means a lot to me. And I'm just looking to see where I am, where get kind of gauge myself, you know, going against, you know, the younger guys, at outside linebacker, going against JJ in practice is some great work, you know. But to be able to gauge yourself against the talent in front, you know, I'll be facing probably Jared Allen majority of my time. So it's going to be a great test for me to gauge where I am.
And as we finish the final open practice out here with all these fans out here, kind of a great thing today. You all, the entire team walks off the field, signs autographs for them. How much have you enjoyed them being out here and really seeing how excited they are for what they hope to be the best season in Texans history?
It's great to have the fans out here. You know, it really breaks up, you know, the day-to-day routine, you know, just coming out here and practicing. Having fans out here, they're very enthused about the season, very excited about coming out here and get a chance to see us work. We appreciate it. You know, we know the Houston fans are awesome, and we love them to death. And this just shows us what's in store, you know, for Reliance Stadium on Sundays.
All right. Well, great job. Thank you so much. And we look forward to seeing you up into Minnesota. We've got to take one final time out here on Texans Training Camp today. Don't go away. Mark and I will wrap it all up on the other side. Stay with us. Wrapping up the final open practice and the final Texans training camp today out here at the Houston Methodist Training Center. Fans couldn't be happier to see every member of the Houston Texans over there meeting, greeting, and signing autographs for them. Mark, other news of the week, NFL officials really cracking down on excessive celebrations. That came out this week.
They are, Patty, and there's been much written and discussed about this among the media, but don't get the wrong idea. You're still allowed to celebrate. J.J. Watt can do the salute as long as he does it to the crowd, not to a player. They want to crack down on taunting, so there's been a little bit of overreaction to this. Now, they don't like spinning the ball after first downs. I don't like that either. I mean, come on. It's a first down. Keep it going. Score a touchdown, then do something. Spinning the ball after first downs, I thought, was excessive anyway. And Owen Daniels, who I talked to, you know, he has this thing where, you know, he turns up the intensity. It's like the steering wheel on the Titanic or something. I don't know what that thing is, but he'll still be able to do it as long as he doesn't do it in somebody's face, you know, which would kind of be strange anyway.
He would never do that.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No. All right, let's hear what Gary Kubiak had to say about telling his team how to handle the celebration issues.
Well, I think your biggest concern as a coach, you don't ever want to take emotion away from players. You know, I want guys to have fun playing and get excited when they do good things. And, you know, your biggest fear as a coach that something very minor cost you a penalty. So you got to coach the discipline. You got to coach what could happen. But I also think the league will do a good job in the preseason and with the officials of, you know, of warning guys, let them know what's going on, this or that. You know what I mean? I think they'll go about the process the right way. So, you know, I don't have big concerns about it, but I think it's always something we got to address.
Well, that's all the time we have for not only this show, but that wraps up our nightly training camp coverage. Mark, it's been a blast.
Already?
Already.
And we're not even singing on the final episode of Texans Training Camp today?
You can sing as we close out, but thank you so much. You were great, as always, but that will not be all the coverage we have. We're just getting started on the season, and of course, we start...
And now the time has come.
...with Texans Huddle Thursday night at 6 o'clock right here on Fox Sports Southwest. Great show, exclusive interview with Deion Sanders. Much more of Mark. I leave you now with a little Elvis. He's still in the building.
Elvis's version of My Way was the best. And J.J. Watt, I don't know if he can sing.